your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, back here with Dr. Chuck. I want to talk about your program, Doc. The program is entitled Surviving Sickness and Suffering. It's about a 17-week program, 15-week program, now that I'm looking at the table of contents. How does it work, bud?
Well, so Al, this is a journal. So one of the things I've realized, even as I was as I began writing books, is that when I journal things down, and it helps me to process those life events that I'm going through, and helps me as I begin to kind of write down things.
Right.
It helps me to express my emotions and really think about my values and think about my priorities. So this is a journal, and it really is a faith journal in a sense. It goes through one Bible passage, just kind of helping people to stay focused. You know, if you show me your focus, I'll show you your future. And so often when we're going through a health crisis, we just lose focus, or whatever kind of circumstance we're going through. You know, we're going through a relational problem. We're going through COVID. We got sick family members. We're going through all of these, you know, these changes in our country. So we got to stay focused. And so often distraction brings doubt. And
yep.
So I just kind of go through that story in the Bible. It's a very familiar story about, you know, about the disciples and the boat and the storm. And, you know, they're in the middle of the boat in the middle of the night, and they think they're fixing to die. And here comes Jesus walking on the water, and it
yep.
scares the heck out of them. So,
yeah.
And so it just kind of talks more about our focus and focusing us in on spiritual things and focusing in on that connection. You know, because I really think spiritually one of the things that we need to do is to live not under our circumstances, but live above our circumstances. And, you know, that story, you know, Jesus was out in the water, and, you know, and Peter asked Jesus if he could come out on the water. And for a moment, you know, Peter walked on the water. It was an amazing thing that happened. And, of course, everyone focuses on the fact that Peter sank. But there for a moment, Peter lived above his circumstances. There's a possibility that we can live above our circumstances,
yep.
no matter what they are. So that's what this does. It kind of takes you through the process of a faith journey and understanding, you know, how to stay focused in the midst of some crazy circumstances. In this particular case, it's more about health. And, you know, of course, there's so many people that are going through all kinds of COVID things, not just the people themselves, but caregivers
yep.
who are taking care of these COVID patients. So it's just helping people to keep focused.
Well, you know, you have to keep focused. One thing I have learned is you have to, you know, at the age of 77, you do learn a few things out of life. But the one thing that
yep.
I've learned is you have to appreciate everybody's opinion. That's
yep.
very, very important. But, you know,
yep.
the only thing I would ask in return for that is I would hope that people would at least listen to what I have to say. I mean, you know, they may think I'm a doom cough. They may, you didn't know I was bilingual, did you? Anyway, they can think whatever they want. That's fine with me. But one thing I've learned is you have to listen to everything that people have to say. And one of the reasons, Dr. Chuck, that this radio program is so successful is because our philosophy, every one of our philosophies, and when I say every one, I mean the folks on the blog, my guests who are all friends of mine, etc., etc., you have to realize that a nursery in a hospital is a very big room, and it's a real mistake to think that you are the prettiest baby in the nursery. You know,
yep.
A lot of secular self-help books have been written over the years, and I've probably read all of them. That's probably part of the reason for any success that I've had in the world. You know, Dale Carnegie, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, the ones that I have gravitated to and that I think are really good are the ones that are written with a spiritual basis. Norman Vincent Peale, I'll tell you.
Right.
I contributed more money to the Plymouth Congregational Church, which was his church in New York, and I've never been there. But I contributed to that church when Kath and I had, you know, didn't have a whole lot of money, because I knew he was doing something really good for society. You know, you have to listen to other people.
Right.
And if you don't, I feel sorry for you.
Right. Well, irregardless of your worldview, you know, you have to examine your life. And that's even going back way before even Christianity. Socrates says the unexamined life is not worth living. And
right.
so, you know, we all kind of have to take a step back and examine things. You know, there's some very specific reasons why I'm a Christian, you know, and why, you know, there's that book that says I don't have enough faith to be an atheist. You know, looking at, well, you know what I'm saying? I mean, looking at cosmology and,
right.
and you know, the uncaused cause and all the, you know, all the laws and all the things that can't be explained,
right.
even a moral law, you know. So, but even taking all those things, you know, and then taking the next step of why I believe in Christianity versus something else. But yeah, I mean, everybody is entitled to their opinion. I would just encourage people to, like Socrates says, stop and examine your life and examine those things. What really bothers me, Al, especially nowadays, is we have these people with all these notions, you know, that, you know, they're irreconcilable. They can't really be reconciled. I mean, they believe things that if you really kind of follow them to the end point, it doesn't make sense. It's absurd. And
right.
and that's why I really want to encourage people to examine not only what they believe, but why they believe it.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, there are very many different philosophies within what I would call the non-secular world. And I
yep.
will tell you, one thing I learned in a long, long time ago is I'm not the prettiest baby in the nursery. And there are a lot of people who are a lot smarter than I am who may
yep.
have different faiths than I do. But I'll tell you, they may have different faiths, but I have to say they don't have a stronger faith in their particular belief than I have in mine. And I'm just so happy that that is there. That gives me the feeling that I'm walking on a tightrope, which is what life really is.
Yep.
Chuck, I'm walking on this tightrope, but I got a net below me.
Well, I'll tell you something. What's interesting is that everyone expresses faith.
Yep.
You know, in some form or fashion. It's just the question of, you know, what is that faith on a credible source?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I would encourage people, you know, to really think about and examine. You know, especially nowadays, because, you know, we hear these little sound bites from the media,
yep.
and we really don't really stop and process what people are saying.
No, we don't. But let me say this in closing, because we're down to 15 seconds. We can talk about this anytime, Chuck. You are now a regular on the show.
Thanks.
But I think that, you know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And the conclusion that I have come to is anybody is a good person who believes in some type of higher power. Thanks, Chuck.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.